Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
In Hebrews, it reveals that no animal could ever truly bear the sins of people. They were only symbolic. But Jesus wasn't symbolic. He drew all wrath unto Himself. Every bit of God's wrath against you was put on Jesus. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you understand, if the Holy Spirit would help you to get a revelation of what I'm talking about, the only appropriate response to this is that you ought to give your life to God and spend the rest of your days serving Him and loving Him and thanking Him. This shouldn't free you to go live in sin. If you're thinking, oh, this is great, He took all my sins so I can go live like the devil, you've never been born again. You're religious. You're deceived. You're headed to hell. If you're looking for an excuse to sin, if you're trying to figure out how I can get by with doing a little bit more, how little do I have to give, you ought to be born again. Once you understand that Jesus paid it all for you, it'll cause you to give everything. I had a man get born again in my meetings, and he was so thrilled that he had gotten saved that he just signed his entire... He had his paycheck in his pocket, 2 weeks' worth of paycheck, and he signed it over to us and gave us the whole thing and put it in the offering. And we had to go look him up the next day. We called him and found him and said, hey, it's wonderful that you're born again and want to give, but you don't have to give 100%. God just asked for 10%. And an offering. And we thought this guy was just overly zealous. And he says, you know what? I can afford it. And he says, God's done so much for me. He says, I want to give Him everything I've got. Amen. See, that's the way that a born-again person is. Yeah. A religious person is, do I have to give 10%? You can hear Lincoln scream as they let go of that penny in there. You ought to get born again. And then it'll be like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the last verse, it says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. After talking about finances for two chapters, he ends it by saying, man, the reason we give is because look what God has done for us. If He's given His life, if He was marred more than any man, if He didn't even look human, if He suffered all of these things, if He bore my sorrows and carried my griefs, if all of the wrath came on Him, the least I could do is honor Him with the first fruits. The least I could do is give back to Him. You know, if Christianity was preaching salvation this way, I believe it would cause people to fall in love with God, and you'd serve God better accidentally than you ever have on purpose out of fear. Love is a stronger motivation. And brothers and sisters, if you understood this, you ought to be rejoicing. You need to get rid of this condemnation. A lot of the condemnation that Christians are bearing comes from religion. Preaching the Old Testament, which there's a place for the Old Testament, but it is not the New Testament. We are under a new covenant. Those people hadn't had an atonement made for their sins, and so they were under the wrath of God. And it teaches us examples, and there's things to learn from it. But the new covenant is better. And we have to interpret all of those things in the light of the fact that Jesus has now borne our sins and that He's borne our shame. All of God's wrath came on Jesus, and there isn't any wrath left for you. Man, that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, this makes me just want to serve God more. When I bring my wife flowers, I gave her some flowers recently. That doesn't make her want to say, oh man, I'm going to go out and commit adultery because he gave me these flowers. When you do things for people, when you show your love to people, did you know what? It makes people love you back. And yet the religion's saying, if you tell people this, they're going to go out and live in sin. That's like saying, don't bring your wife flowers. Don't give them presents. Don't ever say, I love you. Don't be kind, because that make them want to go sin. No, treating people good, showing people the goodness of God leads men to repentance. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Showing people how much God loves you is what will turn people's lives and draw them to God. You can draw more, you can draw more flies, I guess, with honey than you can with vinegar. You can attract more people talking about the goodness of God than you can talking about the wrath and the judgment of God. God's wrath has come on Jesus. And just like those verses I read out of 2 Corinthians 5, we are ambassadors. We should be speaking what our country tells us to say, not what we think. We ought to be representing another person. You know, I was over in Belgium a couple of weeks ago and I was preaching, and the guy who was interpreting for me didn't do a good job. I'm not real demonstrative. I don't scream and yell, but I do get a little excited. And I'd say, "Thank you, Jesus." And he'd go, "Whatever," you know, in that language. And just, it was so bland. He would whisper and it was nothing. And finally, a couple of things I wanted to say, he says, "I don't want to say that." You know what? They replaced him. They gave me a new interpreter. Because an interpreter isn't, you aren't supposed to be portraying your personality. You're supposed to be interpreting for the other person. Some of the other interpreters, every time a person would go like this, man, they would go like this. The person would move and they'd move and they were just mimicking them exactly. We're supposed to be interpreters for the Lord. We're supposed to be telling people what God has to say. And this is what God has to say. That He is not imputing man's sins unto them. He is not holding your sins against you. There should be no more sin consciousness. We are ambassadors. We're interpreters. We're supposed to be speaking His message and not our message, not religion's message. We need a revolution. We need a radical change in the body of Christ. People that will stand up and say, "Jesus paid it all. It's all paid for." You need to just humble yourself and receive it and quit trusting and promoting your own goodness. I tell you, when you do this, it changes everything. Isn't that good news? I just pray that the Holy Spirit gives you revelation of what I was talking about tonight. I know it's simple, but it's profound. And it's things that most people haven't really thought of. Most people still are more overwhelmed with their ungodliness than they are the payment that was made for your ungodliness. And you need to change that. The payment is much greater than the debt. It just ought to overwhelm it so that you aren't even conscious of it. That's good news. You know, if there's anybody here tonight who's never been born again, you need to be saved. And if you've understood what I've said, Jesus has already paid for your sins. It's not about whether you've done so much that God couldn't forgive you. God's already forgiven you. If you go to hell, you'll go to hell for rejecting Jesus, not for your individual sins. And if you understand that, well, then all that's left to do is to humble yourself and make Jesus your Lord. And I know that this is a Friday night and that you're the cream of the crop. But you know what? I bet you that there's people right here who you're just religious. You've gone to church. You believe that God exists, but you've been trusting your own goodness, hoping that you do more good than you do bad and that the good will tip the scale. And you've never made Jesus your Lord. You've never just received salvation as a gift. You still feel the burden, the weight of salvation on your own shoulders. You're trying to earn it. There's people in here that need to make Jesus your personal Lord. And then once you get born again, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, we've already had 124 people this last two services receive the baptism. But there's people here tonight, I'm sure, that need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people are confused on this. And they think, "Well, I was baptized when I was a child." This isn't talking about water baptism. And it's not something that just happens automatically. Jesus told His disciples after He was raised from the dead, after they had already confessed Him as Lord, they were born again. He said, "Tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high." And when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they spoke with new tongues. And miracles began to happen. And they began to start giving witness to His resurrection with power. I can tell you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit radically changed my life. And I can also say this, that the Bible says that you cannot perceive the things of God on your own. Natural human beings cannot, you can't retain what I've talked about tonight. If you are here without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you may have been stirred tonight, but you'll lose what I'm talking about unless you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one that reveals these deep things of God to you and shows you these kind of things. You just don't think this way on your own. Some of you are 30, 40, 50, 60 years old and have never thought the things that I've said tonight because you have only been in human understanding, in your own ability. You haven't been quickened by the Holy Spirit. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which includes speaking in tongues. That's not all that there is to it, but I guarantee you, speaking in tongues is a vital part of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I know that some of you are offended right now because this isn't what you believe and you've been taught that this is of the devil or it's unnecessary. Well, I can't help what you've been taught. I'm telling you my personal testimony. I've got scripture to stand on. It has changed my life. And I'm saying in the name of the Lord that you need it. Some of you have seen me and you've heard my testimony. Some of you have seen me and heard my testimony and you like the results and you would like to have God raise your son from the dead and you'd like to have things happen. But now that I'm telling you what it is that produced this power in my life, you're saying, oh, I don't want that. That's like wanting the fruit but rejecting the root. I'm telling you, this is essential. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. How many of you in here already have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues? Could I see your hand? Would you recommend it?
Yes!
See, whether you know it or not, you are at one of those tongue talker meetings. You might have come here not realizing that because I don't scream and yell and act Pentecostal like most people. But you know what? You are here and now they're going to talk about you. So you might as well get the baptism of the Holy Spirit and enjoy the benefits. You're going to be criticized anyway. Just go ahead and get in on all of the benefits. How many of you in here need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this gift of speaking in tongues, or you need to be born again? If that's you, I want you to raise your hand.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me just encourage you one more time that if the Lord has spoken to you today and you realize that all you've got is just a religion, but you don't have a personal Savior, you haven't experienced God, your heart hasn't been changed. You know, I'd like to ask you to not only get these materials that we're offering, but to please call and let the people on our helpline guide you into this relationship with the Lord. The Bible says that if you don't confess Jesus before man, He won't confess you before His Father. There needs to be some type of a commitment in front of other people. You can call our helpline and people will help you. So please call and tell them you want to pray to make Jesus your personal Lord.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.